Chess's decision to more than double Temelin's capacity has raised hackles in neighbouring anti-nuclear Austria. Politicians in Upper Austria, which lies under 30 kilometres away from the plant, have threatened legal action and even border blockades if the expansion goes ahead. The Austrian Green Party ranks amongst the plan's most vociferous critics. A little earlier, I asked the Austrian Greens spokesperson, Christiane Brunner, what her party's problem with the new reactors was.
Problem that we have with the expansion in Temelin, but also with atomic power in general. Austrian policy and especially the green policy is against nuclear power because we think it's not a safe technology. We still remember what happened in Chernobyl, and I think that for the future we have to focus our concentrate our energy supply on renewable energy and not on atomic power.
Okay, but surely at a time when countries like Britain are planning to actually build brand new nuclear power plants and all of the European Union is talking about decreasing its dependence upon Russian oil, surely going for something like nuclear power is quite a good, smart idea?
From our point of view, no. Of course, we have to make our energy supply more independent from fossil fuels, from Russia, but I think also from this point of view, atomic power is not the right solution. Also, resources from atomic power are, we don't have enough within the European Union. We will still be dependent from imports, so we have to change the energy systems to renewable resources. We also have to consider all the health aspects and environmental aspects, and for us, this is not the way to go.
What would the Austrian Green Party, but indeed Austria, rather the Czechs, do instead of expanding Temelin nuclear power plant?
In the long term, all countries should change their energy systems to renewable resources, and this we have to do step by step. In the meantime, maybe we will still need some gas and oil resources, but on the long term we have to change our systems to renewables, and this we have to start now and do the first steps.
Are you planning any action to stop the Czechs from expanding Temelin's capacity, for example legal action or rather more extremely border barricades?
So far we haven't planned any extreme actions. What we will do now is to ask for information, to ask for the highest standards in the permission procedures, and then we will think about other actions as well. But so far we didn't plan anything.
That was Christiane Brunner, a spokesperson for the Austrian Green Party, who was speaking there.